You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network's presentation of high school football, week number 9, the finale of the regular season between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at 7-1 against the 7-1 Harbor Beach Pirates. A classic rivalry to wrap up the regular season. Since the fall of 1997, there have been a collective 8 coaches between the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, 4 for each school. But since August of 1997, there has been only one head coach in Harbor Beach, that'd be Troy Schelke. In 22 seasons, Schelke and the Pirates have gone 156-75, winning 67% of all games played with one state title to boot and 3 more semifinal appearances on top of that. But that does not mean Troy Schelke is set in his ways, and it's perhaps because of that the Pirates have had so much success in recent history.
Well, his mentor was Jack Dillon. Coach Dillon was a part of this team for a very long time as well, a proponent of the wing tee offense, and you will see a lot of wing tee tonight. But the reason that Coach Schelke, in my opinion, not only won a state championship but has been successful is he has evolved into the spread offense. It is a factor in his playbook. You have to watch for it. Last week it was on display. It was wing tee, it was spread, it was wing tee, and they're changing formations constantly. It's a total nightmare for defenses when you go 4 wide receivers and then the next play you're in the wing tee tight and right to the line. It's unbelievable how he's got these kids running 2 completely different playbooks mashed into one, and that has caused all kinds of havoc for opposing defensive coordinators.
With last week's victory over Sandusky, Harbor Beach has now accumulated 100 wins in 10 seasons. In that span, there have been a number of strong quarterbacks, including Tom Sorensen, Eli Kraft, Josh Schelke, Brady Kirsch, James Schelke, and now Michael Anderson. He hasn't had to throw the ball much this season, but he has been able to coordinate this high-caliber offense to 7 victories so far.
Well, Michael Anderson is just a junior. He also plays defensive back. Stands at 6 foot, 160 pounds. He did throw the ball 14 times against Marlette for 92 yards and a score. He had 2 passing touchdowns against Bad Axe and a rushing touchdown. He ran the ball almost 20 times for 86 yards and a score against Ubley. He was 0-for-2 passing last week against Sandusky, but obviously did not need it. He has the ability to throw the football. He's very athletic. He's a good decision maker, and he really, running the wing tee, he's good at. He's even better, in my opinion, at the run-pass options, the RPOs you'll see out of the spread offense. And it's only a matter of time before he does air it out. I don't know if tonight will be that night, but they will if they need it.
We have seen Harbor Beach go back to their roots more this season with the wing tee offense than in past seasons. That's perhaps because of the nice blend of upper and underclassmen talent in the backfield for the Pirates. As a team, Harbor Beach put up 266 rushing yards against then the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference a week ago.
Well, the underclassmen you're talking about is Ethan Hessling, just a sophomore at running back, and Devin Puff, just a junior, having a breakout season in his own right. He had 11 carries, 250 yards, and 3 touchdowns against USA. He had another 122 yards and 2 scores against Sandusky last week. But that's not to knock the seniors who play a very important role. The other Devin Finkel, is another nice change of pace back. He had 18 carries for 97 yards and a score last week against Sandusky. He can beat you just as easily. And Mason Yon is probably the favorite target for Michael Anderson. So watch for him down the field if you ever do dial up play action. Mason Yon, a senior, he's the guy that they're looking for down the field.
Defensively, Harbor Beach has been allowing 13.7 points a game, the third best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, including a shutout against Sandusky a week ago. Leading that attack is a big defensive line and aggressive linebacking core.
Well, they only gave up 6 to USA the week before that, so it goes to show you that their defense actually was struggling the first 5 weeks. They were not the impressive Harbor Beach defense that we've come to become accustomed to, but they've made some adjustments. They did an excellent job against USA, carried that into Lakers last week. But on a single note, those linebackers, the 2 Devons, play an important role behind their big offensive line, their defensive linemen. If they play well, especially Evan Smoglinski, this defensive line is very, very good. And with that, they can compete with this Lakers large and strong offensive line.
We are just 12 minutes away from kicking off tonight's Lakers at Harbor Beach matchup. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Lakers at Harbor Beach in week number 9.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our 3 senior living communities, or maybe one of our 4 pharmacies. or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's Game of the Week. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at the Harbor Beach Pirates. As the crow flies, it's just 28 miles between Laker and Harbor Beach High Schools, and if the crow were flying from the west this week, he would have made a darn good time. By vehicle, it is a 31-mile journey, and I know it well. Head east on 142, wrap around Bad Axe on the truck bypass, and then left onto Sand Beach Road, and east until the temperature drops about 5 to 10 degrees. Comparing school size, Harbor Beach is the smallest school of the 14 Greater Thumb Conference schools at 222 students registered in the spring 2018 count. Lakers is the fourth smallest at 282. The good news, both schools have gained students in comparison to the previous year, something of a rarity these days, so plus 60 in favor of the Lakers as far as school size. Tonight marks the 31st meeting between Harbor Beach and Elkton Pigeon Bayport. The first game between Lakers and Pirates dates back all the way to 1979, Bill McClellan's second year as head coach for the Green and White, Jack Dillon's ninth. Once a heated and anticipated rivalry, the two schools have only played twice in the past 12 years. Lakers holds a slight edge in the 30 matchup, 16-14, with Harbor Beach taking the last five straight. With a win, Lakers would improve to 8-1 on the season, would tie their regular season record from last year, and mark the third time in five seasons to have at least eight wins in a regular season. If the Pirates were to win tonight, much like Lakers, it would tie last year's regular season record, but it would make the sixth time in 8 years that Harbor Beach would have an eight-win regular season. In the world of offensive production, these two squads are almost identical. Harbor Beach holds down the Greater Thumb Conference 4 slot, averaging 36.13 per game. Lakers is in the 5th spot, scoring an even 36 points each week on average. So the difference of just 13 hundredths of a point in favor of the Pirates, plus 1.13 for Harbor Beach. Defensively, it's the same story. Lakers has the second-best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 13.5 points per 48 minutes of play. For Harbor Beach, they are the third-best defense, giving up 13.75. So, plus a quarter of a point for the Green and White. Statistically, overall, when adding together